This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. Pardon the quality of the broadcast. It was a storm here in New England. Jeremy reports on the unusual weather here in autumn of 2024. Heavy rains in Western Australia around Perth. Great heat in the Northern Australia around Darwin. Pleasant but odd. Very pleasant, but odd weather along the Gold Coast and down into New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia. Not particularly indicative of where we're going, but it is an El Nino year and La Nina is coming up. Here's Jeremy Zakas on the climate, unpredictable and pleasant for New South Wales climate right now.
G'day, John. Yes, it is hot. And in Darwin, 35 degrees, which is around about 80, 90 Fahrenheit. That's pretty normal, I guess you could say, for around about the February, March period, you know, when you're sort of at the end of summer, it's starting to cool down and we're heading towards fall and then winter. But what is not so normal is the fact that we're now in mid-April and it is still 35 degrees in Darwin. And not only is it 35 degrees in Darwin today, it's expected to be around that same temperature for the rest of the week. So this isn't just a one-off, and this is certainly part of a much warmer weather cycle that we're getting not only in Darwin, but very much across the rest of the country. Because also, too, while it's nice and relatively warm here in Sydney, so talking about 26 degrees today, which is around about 70, 75 Fahrenheit, it shouldn't be that hot. It should actually be probably closer to maybe the high teens, so talking degrees, which is around, you know, the 60s, or a little bit less. And it should also be raining. So really, John, we are in another hot parcel of weather that's pretty unusual.